You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition here, as I am wanting to start looking back, obviously, the men's and women's basketball teams. Seasons is a wrap for quite a while now, but I want to, here in the middle of big news here surrounding K-State Athletics, I do want to take a look at least individual players from both the men and women's team here, as I got quite a bit to go through. So in between on my usual updates, I will be including these dailies with looking at some of the individual highlights from the men's and women's basketball teams. And I begin this one here with Casey Ezeagu, one of the transfers here for K-State this past season, coming from UTEP. I almost thought for a minute while looking at some of this reading some of his information that he came from Utah, but wrong you, UTEP. They're back in 2018-2019 season, where he played 29 games as a true freshman. And remember, he sat out the year before. Actually, he sat out not this past year, obviously. He sat out the year before this year. I should correct my vocabulary, Larry, on that. He was coached by Rodney Terry over there at UTEP there. And he played a total of 361 minutes, including 20 or more minutes in three contests there in the last five games. In that, he had 98 rebounds that were tops among all reserves there for UTEP. Led the team with 24 block shots, registered at least two blocks in eight contests with a season high three. You got to go back. He did that against Rice 2 years ago there, and then started each of the team's last seven games, averaging just 4 points a game, shooting just under 50%. Their average rebounds, four rebounds, with his 17 minutes per game. Nearly had a double-double in his final home game against Middle Tennessee State. There again, you got to go back a couple years ago for that. And now for this year, obviously, he played this year 19 contests this year for K-State. Field goal percentage is pretty damn good, 56% there with his time here at K-State. Obviously, he's a sophomore. Their average three rebounds a game, almost a block, less than a half of an assist there. Average 5 points per game, two more for his percentage points there for Ezeagu there. So looking down here for some highlights here, obviously the most minutes he played was against KU in that loss here at Bramlage going back in February 17th there as well here. Had a couple of big games here. UMKC early on in the year, he had 11 points in the game there. Yeah, he had 11 points in the game there with 5 rebounds in that game. Another game he was pretty good at. He scored 10 points in the home loss against Texas Tech there, adding 2 more rebounds to that there in that loss there as well. And of course, in the postseason there, against TCU there, he had 6 points and 8 rebounds in the first round of one against TCU. And, of course, Baylor only played 10 minutes and did not get a point and only had 2 rebounds in that, even though as a whole, the team played really good, probably played the best against Baylor out of probably all the NCAA tournament teams that they played against there. So not a bad first year there for the sophomore forward there out of Brampton, Ontario there, Ezeagu. And he's going to be more of a factor next year, given the fact that now you have 4 signees from the transfer portal. And not only that, you get back your McGurl for another extra session there as well. So definitely things are on the lookout for the men's basketball team. I want to take a look at Casey Ezeagu there, a really productive first year with Bruce Weber and the Wildcats. Again, you can find the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to wrap it for right now, folks. This is Eddie Greer once again. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.